Alfonso Rodriguez tries hard to stay awake and engaged during his afternoon classes at Grady Spruce High School in East Dallas. But the animals at home get up bright and early.
I just feed the chickens. Hey, someone's got to feed the animals. Someone's got to take care of them.
Many of his classmates live around animals, too. Alondra Medina describes her typical weekend.
He got to make sure every horse is fed, cleaned, washed, trained all day. Then from there, you have to go pick out the chickens, make sure everything's fine, make sure there's nothing going in and out, because we have snakes and scorpions over there.
Ana de Leon remembers her first time milking a cow at 10 years old.
My grandma told me to grab a bucket and just sit down right next to it and just make sure the cow was distracted, like eating grass or something, while I was milking him. It felt like squishy.
Grady Spruce is hardly in an idyllic rural setting. It's in a rough neighborhood where more than 90% of the students are poor. Police regularly break up fights after school with pepper spray. Jesus Hasso escapes the madness by doing his chores and enjoying the eggs and milk that he collects.
It's fresher and it tastes better because it has the natural taste of the food.
Alfonso agrees.
And the market's food, well, they do taste good, but I kind of like what's fresh made by farmers.
This school is 70% Latino. Many students were born in cultures where chickens and animals are common in urban areas. These kids are a new twist in the story of small family farms in Texas.
I've seen a definite growth of the Latino community within our program.
Derek Bruton leads youth 4-H programs for Texas A&M's AgriLife Extension in North Texas. The A&M Institute of Renewable Natural Resources has seen small and mid-sized farms and ranches in Texas decline at a rate of 250,000 acres a year. Bruton says most kids in North Texas don't get exposure to farms and animals.
You know, they may have access to a little bit of green space, but for the most part, it's usually, manicured playgrounds and those kind of things.
Bruton finds that kids are still drawn to farms and animals, just like he and his friends were when he was growing up on a farm near Tyler. At Grady Spruce, Jesus knows this feeling. He wants to stay in agriculture after he graduates.
I like nature, and I would like to live on the farm.
He'll have to hurry. A&M estimates that we'll lose 1 million more acres of agricultural land by 2020. A booming population and the rising value of land in Texas are making small farms harder to find. For KERA News, I'm Diana Douglas.